we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, second hour coming up. Short segment here, and we're talking to my guest, William Wagner, who has On Second Thought TV, and we're talking about father's rights. And, William, I wanted to ask you, you're telling me, let me get this straight and be clear here, you're telling me that when they go into a family court, the woman does not have to swear any of this under penalty of perjury?
Yes, that's correct.
Unbelievable.
But when the non-custodial parent or non-custodial grandparent wants to argue with the way things are going, they swear them under oath, and if they are found telling any kind of exaggeration, they will go after them, and they tell them so. So it's a star chamber proceedings. They keep the media out so nobody knows what's going on. I want your listeners, if they do nothing else, go to my website and click on Betty, the video that just listed Betty. And you will see the first interview I did with a witness for Betty, and you'll see her two sons that she got custody of, but you won't see her little baby that was kidnapped by CPS, Child Protective Services, for those that don't know what that is. Child Protective Services came in to the hospital, in Marion Hospital in Santa Maria, California, at Santa Barbara County, California. One day old, they kidnapped her baby based on pure lies of the CPS workers. Pure lies. I took on her case. We put her on TV four or five times. We proved the first lie was a lie. They said she was homeless, and to protect the baby, when she got out of the hospital, they had to take it away from her. They gave her a date 2 weeks from that she could go to court and explain why that, she had a right to her own baby. Even if she was homeless, she had a right to her baby. But the fact is, she was not homeless. She had rented a single-family home, a bedroom in somebody else's single-family home. She was working. She was totally covered for medical bills under SSI because of the death of the father of the child and other circumstances. But she was not homeless. That was the first lie. Then they claimed she had illegal drugs and alcohol in her blood. Well, when the hospital report proved that was a lie, they didn't want the hospital report in the court record. And they fought to keep it out. And her first appointed attorney waived her right to a jury trial, and she didn't even know she'd waived it. Then when we proved there was no blood alcohol in Betty's blood, nor in the baby's blood, other than what the hospital pumped into her for the delivery, she had a C-section, then they said, she's schizophrenic. Oh. So another judge ordered tests. And finally, Judge Garcia said, well, look, if she's not homeless and she's not schizophrenic, I want her to get her baby back. So then the caseworker, which lives in San Luis Obispo County but operates her evil in Santa Barbara County in Santa Maria, went and waited till Judge Garcia was on vacation. And he brought in a judge I'd gotten off the bench named Barbara Beck. Now, Barbara Beck had just got in enough time to get her full salary, and she was running for re-election for another sixth term when I went on TV and I asked, how come nobody's running against Barbara Beck? Is she not the man-hating, bull-dyke lesbian judge who's in charge of family court and juvenile court? And that's all I did. I asked the question, are there no Christian attorneys that will run against this woman? And she decided not to run again. Barbara Beck realized she'd been outed. She'd got away for 20 years being under the radar screen. But she came back from retirement, and they pulled her back in to judge on Betty's case when Garcia was on vacation. This is how evil the CPS system is. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew Garcia was going to say, give her baby back. So they brought in her. She put in another twist. And then they said, well, she's got anger issues. Now the baby's been stolen from her for about a year. And now they're accusing Betty of having anger issues. Michael, if they stole your baby one day out of the hospital and accused your wife of being homeless, accused her of all false things, and a year later wouldn't give your child back, do you think you'd have anger issues?
I'd be beyond anger. Listen, we've got to take a break here. We'll be back in three for a long segment. William, stick with me. I've got a little situation going on with my wife as we sit on immigration. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be back in three.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my special guest, William Wagner, who has OnSecondThought.tv. He has a weekly TV show, and he's talks about father's rights. And I wanted to mention before we go get back to my guest, you can go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and I will have posted this documentary that William was talking about, that is Fathers Without Rights, Babies for Profit, and you can go in there and take a look at it for free. I wanted to mention to you, William, you know, I mentioned that it doesn't just stick with the family courts. My wife got a letter. My wife is from Scotland. She got a letter just the other day from immigration telling her that they have turned down her petition for residency, and then they're going to start deportation proceedings against her. And the absurd reasoning is because they did not get a copy of her divorce certificate from her husband, who, by the way, is dead, which I guess in their perception, till death do us part doesn't mean anything. And also, her boyfriend of 10 years, they want a document stating that she wasn't married to him, of which is impossible to get from a Scottish government official. She got an affidavit with an attorney, but that's not good enough. So they're going to start deportation proceedings against her. But, now listen to this, but she can appeal it. And during the course of the appeal, she can start from scratch and reapply, which means she has to spend another $2,800 in fees to start all over again, which wouldn't do any good to begin with because they're going to turn her down for documents that she cannot produce. So you see this – go ahead.
Yeah. I get the picture. The short answer is she goes to Mexico and walks across the border like 100,000 Mexicans do every month. You know, and she's back in, and nobody knows she's back in, and she gets away with it. But to do it legally, I would suggest, number one, she challenge the jurisdiction of whoever sent her that letter, get it into a court, then challenge the judge's jurisdiction. And I think if you go to my website, onsecondthought.tv, that's onsecondthought, three words run together spelled out, .tv, and you look at PJ and Brian. I think this couple, Reverend Brian York and PJ, have actually discovered the thing the lawyers don't want you to know about. And that is challenging the judge if he's outside his immunity box because he doesn't uphold the Constitution. And the first thing you ask the judge, not in person, but by motions, did you take an oath to uphold the Constitution, yes or no? And then there's a pattern where you box a judge in to where he has to follow the law or he has no immunity, and you can sue him under the Lopez case for $15 million for each violation of the law. Now, most people think judges have blanket immunity, and the judges want you to think that. But I'm inclined to think, because of the Lopez case and other cases, that the judge doesn't have immunity. And what a judge will often do is he'll resign, take his pension, and run away before you can box him into a corner and start going after his assets. And in that way, you can defend yourself. So I recommend, it's called PJ, or Brian and PJ on my website.
Okay.
And it's just called Brian and PJ, and it's a 90-minute free documentary. I charge nothing for anybody. There's no pop-ups. There's no advertising on my website. I just want people to have a chance to see the alternative views and the truth. Now, I'm not guaranteeing Brian and PJ got it all nailed down right, but they got their own website, and they're very forceful in their description of how things are going on. You know, like Betty's case, here's a widow woman. And we should be helping this widow woman. Instead, we kidnap her baby because CPS can make 10 grand for the system, plus it makes them all look like they're doing something protecting the baby. They're not protecting the baby. What they've done is they've robbed somebody of their humanness. And the irony of it is, a different judge in Ventura County just gave her 50% time anytime she wants to have her two boys. She can have them, and you'll see them in that clip on my website, on my video clip. It just says Betty. You'll see her two sons. One of them even says, Judge Garcia, give my mother her baby back. They've never seen their baby sister. It is just a tragedy what's going on. CPS should be abolished carte blanche. No ifs, ands, questions. And what the Crispy bus, and you can go to the Crispy website and see what they're about. It's CRISPE.org. What Larry Kirkman is trying to promote is that upon divorce, or if you're never married, upon the parents splitting up and not getting along, each parent, as a presumption of law, must get 6 months out of every year with their child. If that means one parent can't move out of the school district, too bad. Then learn to settle it yourselves without going to court. This has one drawback for the law liars or lawyers. They wouldn't make anywhere near as much money if the parents got 50% time with their kid, and then you support them while you got them 50%, and there's no real need for anyone to pay the other one child support. Well, when you cut off the child support, and this is the big dark secret they don't want America to know, there is federal funding, free money, that never has to be paid back. Imagine a bank who just said, Michael, go rob somebody of $1,000, and for every $1,000 you rob them, the federal bank is going to give you another $1,000. Now, the first $1,000 you rob from these people has to go to support those people's child. But the $1,000 you get from the federal government, you get to keep, Michael. Michael, well, now, would you go into the robbing business?
I'd be thinking seriously about it, but let me go back to something here, William. Now, when they take a child, okay, the CPS gets funding from the government of X amount of dollars. Call it $10,000. All right. Now, while, you know, in Betty's case, this child has been away from her for a year. What are they doing with this child? Is this child in a foster facility? Is the child in some kind of a juvenile detainment center?
No, this baby's in a foster family.
Mm-hmm.
And the foster family gets paid big bucks, the foster family, this child, that they want to adopt themselves. They changed the California law some years back. I can't give you the exact date, but it used to be the foster family could not adopt the baby they were caretaking for while the court figured out the mess. Now they changed that law so the foster family can adopt the child. So now the foster family has an incentive to rob Betty of her baby because they love that baby. It's a baby they've been looking for, and they're going to get bonus money to foster care it, and if they adopt it, there's a special federal funding for it, pay adoption fees, and all that justifies the continual kidnapping under color of law by Child Protective Service. This is such a deep, dark secret. People don't understand the VAWA. VAWA stands for V-A-W-A. It's an abbreviation for Violence Against Women and Children Act, and it brings free federal funding for every dollar paid for child support. It's called Entitlement 4D, and there's also special funds if they have to adopt a family or adopt a child out or adopt several children out. All this brings more funding and justifies pensions and jobs, and all these CPS workers are not like the churches of old. In the old days, before this law was created, churches and synagogues and mosques would say, we've got a member or a member that used to attend that's having problems. We're going to help them. We're going to take their kid in while they settle down and get therapy for their divorce, and so that maybe they won't get divorced. Now the incentive, in fact, I have women on tape just from last weekend in Washington, D.C., told me flat out, CPS told her if she does not divorce her husband, they will take the children away from her. They are forcing people to get divorced. 30,000 Americans every year flee America in an underground railroad that ABC, CBS, Fox News doesn't want to know about. They flee to Canada, they flee to Mexico, and then move down to Brazil or some other country because they don't want to get divorced and they don't want the government taking their kids away. So they flee this country having seen what's happened to other parents. What kind of a country has Violence Against Women and Children Act created when they're destroying families, kidnapping babies one day old with lies, and then trying to justify the lies long enough till they say, well, now the baby doesn't know the real mother. It's better off staying with the foster family. And the judge says, yes, I concur. The baby doesn't really know. You know, visiting 1 hour a week with your real bio mother who loves you, who gave birth to you, and was robbed of you, it's better off you stay with the foster family. That way everybody gets more money.
It's also to the court's advantage, since they've changed this law. It's to the court's advantage if indeed a foster parent wants to start adoption proceedings, because in my perception that would muddy the waters, drag it out for even longer, and suck more money out of the parental parents or the biological parents.
Yeah, it does, and we've got to end the federal funding that creates incentive to steal babies. It creates incentive to force people to get divorces that they don't want. I mean, you've got parents that don't want to give. I interviewed a man who was working in a federal prison. I forget which. It's an eastern state, Maryland or West Virginia, someplace over there, just less than 10 days ago on the Crispy bus. This will be on my website soon. That's why I'm back here for a week to start getting these videos up on my website so people can see the legal abuse being created and the wreckage. But he was told, he worked in a federal prison as a pastor and a counselor and some other capacity in a federal prison, and his son got into trouble. I think his son was 14 at school, and he lied to his dad about it, and he lied to the school about it, and his son said, son, you have lied. You're going to get a spanking. So the kid gets a couple of whacks for lying or whatever that corporal punishment was. They then come in and tell this man's wife, you must divorce him. He is violent. He's out of control. He's using corporal punishment against your children. If you don't divorce him, we will take the children away from both of you. Now, this man already works in a federal prison. The end result, they give an option. They say, you take counseling to give up this religious notion of yours that you're supposed to discipline your child.
Okay, let's stop right there. Hold that thought. We got to take a break, and then we got a long segment coming up here, William. So stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We got more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here. And we're with my guest, William Wagner, who has, he's an activist for father's rights in the court system on secondthought.tv is his website. And William, before we go back into this thing about telling this guy or telling them that, or telling this woman that she must divorce her husband, I want to ask you one other quick question, and that is, the CPS worker gets, let's say, $10,000 funding. Now, the fostered parent, the amount of money that they get for fostering the child, does that come from the CPS money, or is that in addition to the CPS money?
That's in addition to the CPS money.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it is to the CPS worker's advantage to try to seek out to destroy any family that they can by seizing their kids because they're getting funding for their agency by doing so.
That's absolutely correct, and so does the foster family. And there are bonuses, and that doesn't count money that comes under the table from lawyers. Lawyers, there are lawyers out there who are so unscrupulous that they will actually set somebody up who they're supposed to be helping. And they when they see there's a big, they don't do this to poor black families in New York And I have a woman on tape who talks about how they go into dysfunctional poor families and they'll leave the black kids there in the dysfunctional families. Originally, all this was set up to save the poor little children in the poor families, but they quickly discovered more money flows from VAWA federal funding, which Barney Frank, that pedophile congressman from Massachusetts, who I just taped last week, and Joe Biden, who thinks he's presidential timber running on the Democratic side, they pushed this VAWA funding. They pushed it real hard, and President Bush just re-signed it into law in 06. But there is so much money, and then on top of that, you put a lawyer that sees a client, maybe he's an architect, a successful medical doctor or something else, and they slip some money under the table to make sure a new CPS worker who hasn't been corrupted yet sees things the way they need to see it in order for them to take the kids away from a good parent or sometimes from even both good parents. And it may have started as simple as this. This is a real case. This is on the East Coast. A child is 11 years old when her mother announces to her, "I'm a lesbian, I'm divorcing your dad. The gay lesbian lifestyle is good, and you should learn to embrace it." The girl doesn't embrace it. She's shocked. She's horrified. Her father's cut out of her life. She grows up. She marries a man, has three children. Now, the lesbian is a grandmother lesbian. She calls in a false report on her own daughter, who won't bring the kids to see her when her second lesbian lover is in the home. The grandmother calls in the report. The mother then has to face a CPS worker, not a judge even, just a CPS worker who has no kids of their own, is just fresh out of college, and on the second or third visit, the CPS worker tells the woman, "If you don't divorce your husband, you're going to lose custody. He's definitely going to lose custody. We've decided he's an alcoholic." Now, they have no proof. There's been no evidence in any court that he's an alcoholic. The CPS worker, who has no kids, just tells her this. So she starts getting the divorce. She doesn't want to lose the kids. Her husband understands. They don't want a divorce. But in the end, she tries to placate the CPS worker, finds it impossible to placate her, and the grandmother, the lesbian grandmother, then gets custody, and the three kids are now faced with a grandmother who's an atheist, a lesbian, who's got a lot of issues of her own, but the CPS worker puts her there. And if that isn't bad enough, what I didn't tell you is what made this woman, when she was 11-year-old, feel uncomfortable is her mother, the lesbian, had a lesbian lover who was naked in the hot tub and wanted the girl to get in the hot tub with her, and she felt very uncomfortable in those situations. And now that mother, the grandmother lesbian, and her new lesbian lover have custody of this mother's three children. Do you think she's upset?
That's absolutely unbelievable. That is abominable.
It is unbelievable, Michael. That's why I'm going to put her interview on my website, along with hundreds of others. This is a national disgrace. They're destroying the family. I'll tell you something else. I've got dozens of men who had to quit the military job they loved or got out because family court said you must pay twice as much money in child support as you're making in the military. So it's your choice. You can work in the military and have a second job, or you can get out. If you don't pay the money, you're going to go to jail. They violate the Soldiers and Sailors Act left and right. They get away with it. The lawyers sell them out. And I am thoroughly disgusted with most lawyers. There's maybe one or two that we may have come across this trip that may have some redeeming value, but the vast majority of them are just part of the game to bilk you out of everything you've got. I'm going to put that interview on my website before I join the Crispy Bus again. People need to know what's going on in family court, and they don't know. They have no clue until they're dragged into it. I want to get back to the 22 sailors. If there's anybody listening that's connected to these sailors, because I've lost contact with them since they were shipped from one military prison to another, these guys are guilty of no crime at all, of serving their country honorably, coming back. Two of them had minor wounds, but they didn't get out of the war for minor wounds. coming back and immediately, within a week, finding himself locked up for failure to pay child support.
Okay, listen, let me stop you. We've got to take a break, then we got a long segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and then I'm going to go to the phones. I've got a caller on the line here, and I'll open the phone lines. We'll be back in three. Stick with us. I'll go to Don in Oregon. When we get back, I'll let you finish your thought, Bill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We're back with my guest, William Wagner, talking about father's rights, and I'm going to let you finish your thought, William, on the sailors and the military guys, the 22 guys, and I've got, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. I've got a caller on the line here, and then we'll go to Don in Oregon as soon as we get through with your thought. William, go ahead.
Yeah, you can go on that web, and you'll see John Lays on that documentary saying, "I would not fight for this country after being in family court." This is an honorably discharged veteran. William Christopher, I got out of jail by putting his in-jail interview on my website. He did 6.5 years in the San Jose and California psychiatric wards, in the jails, in the mental hospitals, trying to convince him that he didn't find out that the family court, had doctored his documents in order to make him guilty when he was absolutely innocent. He never got a trial. A man served 6.5 years, never got a trial. He was let out of jail after 6.5 years because of the pressure. People calling in after viewing his document on my website, called the DA's office, got him out. But I want to clarify, I'm not just for fathers who are being screwed in family court. It's any non-custodial parent. The real goal of these people is to destroy the family. And the first part of destroying the family is get rid of the father, make the children at risk. And there are far more children at risk because of the tragedies occurring through CPS, under color of law kidnappings, and just outright lying. And I've seen these CPS workers on tape in court not take an oath that they're telling the truth. And the judge just listens to them as if it's the gospel. And when the dad or the mom says, that's not true, here's my witnesses, I've seen the judges say, I don't want to hear your witnesses. I've already made up my mind, and this is the way it's going to be, blah, blah, blah. And the child has no warning, does not know why dad or mom is suddenly not there in their life anymore. And it could start as simply as your child runs out the front door, and you're on the phone or you're cooking, and you look around and you say, oh, they're in the front yard. I'll go out and get them. In that 1 or 2 minutes that child is out in the front yard, if somebody sets you up and they're waiting, they call in a false report, that's it. You will lose your child. And that's it. And you're stuck in the system that is biased and unfair. So I want to get that out. I need to connect with these 22 sailors. I know somebody out there on the East Coast knows how to find them. I got calls and emails from them right before they went into custody, and they're just back from the war. This is a tragedy, but there are probably thousands more. If you ask them, they say, I would not defend this country anymore after being dragged through family court in that kangaroo Nazi court. And this is important if there's another false flag operation coming to keep us in endless wars. And I have no doubt that there is another false flag operation like 9/11 was. It's coming, and now
we're
you've got all
it.
These...
We have a reason to believe that it's very possible that one may happen between the 15th and the 22nd of this month. Let me stop you there, William. We've got a caller that's been waiting here, Don in Oregon. I want to bring him up. Don, are you with us? Hello, Don. Don in Oregon, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Sorry to have you hold so long. You're with William Wagoner and Michael. Go ahead.
That's all right. Real quick, like, I'm sitting here doing some work from one of my favorite talk show hosts, and I thought I'd throw this out at you, and particularly William. It's to my understanding that in the state of Florida, the Children's Service Protection Agency is a private-for-contract business. Now, doesn't that throw a whole new twist into the idea of all crimes are commercial? And I'll just get off the line and let you run with that one for a while. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Don. I appreciate your wait. William, you want to comment on that? Is it private?
I don't know if Florida is, but I know that several states have privatized even the collection of child support. They privatized CPS because it's such a fast-growing growth industry, they can't even keep up with it. So what government does in a lot of cases, they will privatize out certain functions. And I know for a fact that in several states, I went through in 2004, just the collection of child support has been privatized, and you will often have private people, not judges, not even government people answerable to anybody, will just say, well, your payment didn't come this month, so I'm sending a letter to the sheriff to put out a warrant to pick you up. And it's like the judge rubber stamps it, boom, it's done. And in Indiana, there was a woman caught, and it was in the Indianapolis newspaper. She worked for the Collection Nation, Child Support Collection, and she was taking the checks from these men and depositing it directly into her own private account. So it did not show up as paid, and a dozen men were thrown in jail. Even though they'd made their child support payment, they went to jail. And what's interesting about this case is it happened in late 2004, early 2005, and I wanted to get an interview with the DA of that county, and he declined. Every time I would try to get to him, I would be put off. But we know men went to jail who paid their child support. It's not about men not wanting to pay child support. It's about due process. There is none in family court, absolutely none. And that's why people ought to go to my website and listen to Brian and PJ York. But well, whether Florida does it or not, I don't know specifically about Florida, but I know Dean Tong would know. And I know Paul Scott Abbott had his child taken after a visit with mom, and mom gave her a bruise. And Paul Scott Abbott was foolish enough to complain to CPS that mom, who had lost other children, had bruised his daughter. And that was a big mistake, because after that, they took away his custody, put the kid into child care system, where the little girl, beautiful little girl, sometime between the age of 3 and 6, was raped by people working for the government, or people the government in Florida gave access to Paul Scott Abbott's little girl. And I had that on my website until it all disappeared last November. I had a lot of controversial stuff, and I had tape of John, Mr. Abbott, confronting the woman in the red dress who was being appointed to a statewide high position, and they shut him down and told him to shut up, and you couldn't say anything negative about anybody, and it made you wonder what the hell the hearing was about. If it was a confirmation hearing, you should want to hear the good and the bad about somebody. That was in Florida. That was Jeb Bush's state. Mm-hmm. And it would not surprise me if Don in Oregon is correct. And I've talked to other people in, what state was that? Colorado. I talked to a guy who had fled Florida because he decided he couldn't get his kids. He couldn't even get reasonable visitation with his kids. And every time he tried to go back there and do something, they would find an excuse to throw him in jail. And that's what they do. They throw the parent, the caring parent who's trying to stay in touch with the child, they throw them in jail until they get tired of going to jail or until they commit suicide. Getting back to what Professor Stephen Baskerville said, we lose 100,000 parents every year who, faced with this abomination in America, cannot believe it's happening. And they just get drunk, and they do drugs, or they smash their car into a concrete wall. Or like Perry Manley up in the Seattle, Washington area, he walks into the federal courthouse where he had given up trying to get any justice. He walks in with fake hand grenades, makes sure the guards see him, and just keeps taunting him until they take him out with the SWAT team snipers. But then his misery was over. Here in Santa Barbara County, we have a bridge between the San Marcos Pass and Solvang. It's a 500-foot bridge. And one day I'm watching, and they say a man could jump to a suicide, and there was no more information. That got me interested. That was about 5 years ago. And what I found out is more than 10 men have jumped to their suicide off that bridge, and at least 7 or 8 of them were either just come out of family court or about to go back into family court and had been going through this family court beating. It's judicial abuse. You don't get a jury. You don't get to tell your side. Whatever you, if you do get to say anything, the judge ignores it because they need the vow of federal money. Here's the other half of the big secret. Why the judges do this? People say, well, why would a good judge, assuming they are good judges, but I disagree with that. Why would any judge do this? Here's the reason. That federal vow of money comes. And I have this from somebody who works in the system. That federal money comes in a big, fat check from the feds to the state. Once it gets to the state, they have guidelines. They're supposed to use it to train police to recognize domestic violence, et cetera, et cetera. The truth of it is probably less than 10 or 15%.
Okay, you cut out there. I didn't catch the tail end of that.
The rest of the 85% of the money gets spent on balancing the state's budget. And a lot of that goes to the judge's pensions, pays the judge's salaries, etc.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. Are you on a cell phone by chance, William?
No, I shouldn't be breaking up, but I'll switch phones.
Okay, no, that's okay. I've got you now. Well, listen, I've got another caller on the line here. Let's go to another caller. Don Nikoloff, you're on with Michael and William. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, Michael. Hi, William. I think it's your Skype that's distorting there. William's coming through great. William, I want to congratulate you for the fine work you're doing. You're touching on the cause of this. I don't know if you're aware what's going on in Maricopa County in Arizona and the state of Utah, but the money that's going into these peer trusts owned by the judges and the attorneys and organized crime figures is being laundered into real estate deals throughout the country.
Yeah, I've I've touched on that. I interviewed a guy in Page, Arizona, which I believe is Maricopa County. And he led me to another guy. I just didn't have the resources and the time to follow up on that. I mean, I know these allegations, and it's happening right here in Santa Barbara County. It's happening up in Maine, in Berwick, Maine. And I'm getting these allegations from people that the money is going into funny trust, and the judges know that things going on are lies, and they sign the order. I was out on Long Island in the easternmost county in Long Island. Are you still there, Michael?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Just a week ago, and I'm sitting in this judge's chambers, condemnation hearing. There's only one side represented, and the attorney there works for the county. The judge works for the county, and the people losing their property were not represented. And I watched this judge. I think his name was Bernova. He just signed the order, never even asked for any opposition. And I was dumbfounded. Somebody just lost their property, and there was no opposition. And the judge said nothing about giving any time for the opposition to be noticed that this had been finalized and they could come back. And it was done with no opposition. And this was the judge that screwed a man royally in family court. So, yeah, these judges often sit on different types of courts, and I'm finding they're very thoroughly corrupt, and there are a few good judges out there, and I named them on a site called Judge Your Judge, and that, I think, is part of the reason my website disappeared last November, because a lot of people would make reports on these judges, and I would rate them A through F, F being should be removed from office immediately, don't bother to go to the grand jury, they need to be removed. And there were very few judges that rated a B. And I don't think there was any judge ever got an A rating. I'm not saying there aren't out there, but we didn't see them. But, yeah, I'm aware that there's some kind of real estate swindle going on. It's happening in my county. And, in fact, our attorney, our new DA of Santa Barbara County, who just replaced the thoroughly disgraced DA, Tom Snedden, who falsified fingerprints evidence against Michael Jackson, got caught in front of the jury falsifying evidence, and they found him not guilty on all 10 charges. The one that replaced him is a woman named Christy Stanley. She's a hand-grown, I would describe her on my First Amendment rights as a hand-grown bitch witch who was raised up to be the next woman, the first woman DA of Santa Barbara County by Tom Snedden, who became thoroughly corrupt, although he did put away some very bad hombres that needed to be put away. Tom Snedden was in office way too long, and I think that's the case with most of our elected officials. They just get in there, and nobody challenges them. If they do, they get punished for challenging. And we need a system where we can indict judges and DAs that do not require the permission of an attorney to carry out the process. We need a We the People system to indict them. I think Brian York, Reverend Brian York and P.J. Stewart on that web show I mentioned earlier on my website, they have found a way. It just needs a lot of people to be educated to it and start exercising that way. But we can clean up the mess, but you can't do it if you sit on your couch and cry about it. You got to get out there, and that's why I leave my comfortable home in California where my family is and my pets are, and I travel across the country doing these interviews. Because most of these people are too broke. They could never afford to come out to my studio and do a live TV show on Friday like I like to do. Then I put it on the Internet so it's broadcast worldwide, and it also goes to cable in Reno, Nevada, and other places. So some people see my show on cable, some see it on the World Wide Web. And this is my way of exposing the corruption because, first of all, you got to alert people. And what I often run into, like Larry Kirkman, who's the driver, owner of the crispy purple bus, he had no clue whatsoever how corrupt the courts were. He was making money very well, young guy in his 40s, and he's making money. Things are going well. He's about to get married because he's made a fortune, and then he discovers the woman he's engaged to is, in his words, crazy, wacko. And he breaks off the relationship, and on the way out, she gets a final squirt and gets pregnant, and he loves his son. And the funny part about that is Larry drove this purple bus, 42-foot luxury bus, all the way from San Diego to Seattle through Oregon, where Don is, trying to rally men to get up, strap on their balls, and start fighting back against a thoroughly corrupt family court system. He got all the way to D.C., and they were having a family restoration festival at the Lincoln Memorial. And, oh, wait till you see my video at what happened at the Lincoln Memorial. Two guys from Great Britain came over, climbed up on Lincoln's lap, and held out a banner. And I got that tape. CBS doesn't have it. ABC doesn't have it. But I got that footage. I wasn't there when they did it, but I got it from people who were there because I was close by. And it was all about restoring our rights to our own children. And if you can't own property, which the Kelo versus Connecticut case proved, they can take away your private property. They can take away your income. They can even steal your children one day old in the hospital like they did to Betty. All they have to do is tell the convenient lies and have a huge bureaucracy set up to back them up. And they can do what you have no... We're all slaves in America today.
Well, William, listen, I had to switch to a phone. My connection was bad. But this jurisdictional issue, do you think that this is a viable solution to it, challenging the jurisdiction like this this couple that you have on there with the video?
I think it is if you do it before you hire a lawyer and you lose your jurisdictional challenges.
Okay. Listen, we got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with us, guys. Be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, for the final segment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, William Wagner. And we're talking about, parental rights. And Don Nikoloff, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am, Michael.
Okay, I thank you because I had some real bad technical difficulties, and you happened to be the host there for a couple of minutes because I was completely out of whack.
Actually,
but at any rate, listen, we've only got a
William.
Few minutes left here. William, give us some final thoughts, if you would. I'd like to have you back up on the air and kind of follow your trek in another month or so, if you'd be so kind. But at any rate, give us some final thoughts on some things you think we can do as solutions. Do you have any?
Yeah. Number one solution is be careful who you marry. Number two, if you're wise enough to listen to this radio station and buy gold and you get married, don't tell your spouse you've got gold. The more assets they think that you have, the more you're going to be ripped in family court. Number three, you need to know that police officers are being falsely accused, and all it takes for a policeman to lose his badge and his gun is for his wife to accuse him of threatening her. Bam, he will be in court so fast he will lose his gun, lose his badge, have to go to counseling. So you need to get in touch with cops, sheriffs. Talk to these people. They have no clue until it happens to them how quickly they can lose a job. And I've got interviews with cops I'm going to be putting up on my website, or ex-cops, and they just didn't think it could happen to them, and it did, and they, you know, they're just dumbfounded. But talk to your sheriff, because if the sheriff won't deliver a restraining order, keep you out of your own house before you've had a hearing, and a DA won't prosecute you for violating a restraining order, you're halfway home free. So we need to educate them, and we need men like down in Maricopa County to go to your county grand jury. And if you got valid information, you get it certified by more than one or two witnesses, and you take it to your county grand jury and tell them what's going on. I'm only one person. I can only go so many places and document certain things. But in every state and every county, there are people who are witnessing. They don't know that they should go to their county grand jury, even though the DA generally leads that county grand jury by the nose. You get in front of them and ask them to appoint a special prosecutor from outside the county to investigate, because your DA more than likely was already compromised. That's my suggestions for now. And when the Crispy Bus, we'll be posting videos on the crispybus.org website.
Well, all right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. On my website, under guests, I have all my former guests listed. I have, William, I will have your website listed there. So any of my listeners can go in, click on William Wagner, former guest, and go into his website, watch some of the videos, if you will. I am going to post this latest video that he emailed me, so you can go in there and watch that as well. And, William, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on here and share that with us, sir. Okay?
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, sir. Don Nikoloff, I want to thank you for coming in here, and I know, even though you didn't know it, and playing guest for a couple of minutes, because I had some serious issues with Skype and I was cut off, and there there was a conversation that was going on there that I wasn't privy to. So, and by the way, speaking of Don Nikoloff, you're going to be up with me tomorrow, right?
That's correct, Michael.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for stepping in. I'll see you tomorrow at 2, Don, Central Time, and... folks, stay tuned for John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. He's got Bob Chapman coming up, which I'm sure they're going to have a myriad of news for you on the economic issues, so you don't want to go anywhere. Stick with them, and I will see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day. Bye-bye. I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make. It's true.